This is Chief of Anything, created by Christian Kohlhoff and Michael Portz. Our podcasts serve the purpose of growing people skills for great success, excellent business results, and a happy, healthy people culture.
If this podcast is useful for you, please give us a 5-star rating and tell your friends. We love to hear from you, and we are always happy to learn how we can help teams achieve great success or overcome people pains. All contact details are in the show notes. Much success.
Conversation 1. Energy vampires. Energy follows attention.
We are what we pretend to be.
Who said that again?
Kurt Vonnegut said that.
We are what we pretend to be.
Or fake it till you make it.
The second part of Vonnegut's quote goes like this. So we must be careful who we pretend to be.
Right. Therefore, we should pay attention to what we pretend to be, because that's how we will be.
The way I present myself is the way I become. It's just like with goals. When I set goals for myself, I achieve them. Mind over matter.
I can actually move things with pure mental power. Look, I raise my hand and let it sink again. This proves that with my mental imagination, with my pure will, I can influence things, even physical things, not only those in my head.
That's basically the core idea of everything we talk about.
We imagine where we want to go, and we go there almost automatically.
Raise your right arm. Was that conscious or unconscious?
I think it was unconscious.
Somebody did that to me once. My answer was initially conscious, or so I thought, because I had decided to lift my arm. I gave that command consciously. I wasn't consciously controlling the millions of muscle fibers, nerve cells, blood circulation, and whatever else is going on in there, which means 99.9999% actually happened completely unconsciously. I then changed my answer to unconscious.
All pictures, videos, sounds that are in my head have an influence on who I am or who I become.
I think of something in my head and bang, it becomes reality.
Right. We talked about beliefs before. If I believe in it myself and say it often enough to myself, for example, that I can't do something, then I won't be able to do it either.
You can do anything you want in life. That is what life is all about.
How do all these pictures get into my head?
That was my thought, too.
Through me or through others?
I choose the pictures much more carefully now. I used to let any stuff into my head. All the crap that was on TV, every book I read, I let it all go into my head. I don't do that anymore. I've become much more careful. Now I think very carefully about what, and above all, who I want to let into my mind. In the past, when someone asked me if I wanted to watch a horror movie, I would say, yes, why not? I just let it in. Today, no chance anymore. I don't want that nonsense in my head.
I hardly watch any news either.
Which is worse, horror movies or news?
At the moment, it's almost one and the same.
Newspapers are like diet books to me. I just read the headline on the first page.
I used to read a lot of newspapers. Eventually, I stopped. I didn't miss out on much. Most topics don't influence my life anyway. What's important for me, I find out in other ways. Take the coronavirus, for example. To learn about it, to stay updated on it, I don't need to watch the news. Many people kept and still keep me informed.
I decide which topics I open the door to in my head. For example, if I want to educate myself further in a particular subject, I intentionally let that into my head. I'm even choosy about that. Unless for pure entertainment. Now and then I also like to just sit in front of the TV and watch some junk for an hour. Then I just zap through and see what's going on. Sometimes I'm curious about what's being broadcast and what the others are watching. It's good to be informed about what might be going on in other people's heads.
The question I'm dealing with is, who do I let into my life? I don't just mean the news. I mean which people. There are very different people. On the one hand, there are the people who give me energy. In their presence, I feel comfortable. When I meet them, I come out with more energy. Then there are the energy vampires. They literally suck the energy out of my body. You think to yourself, everything is so terrible. So much terrible news. Everything sucks.
I know exactly what you mean. I'm often torn. On the one hand, I would like to just turn around and not expose myself to any more of this. I actually do that a lot. On the other hand, I would like to help the person. As a coach, I know by now that everyone can decide for themselves to seek support in order to change or recognize which behavioral patterns limit them. If I want to decide this for someone else, I am the one who judges and influences what is happening around them. In such moments, I think of the well-known saying, "When I have a problem with someone else, I still have something to learn."
Then the question arises, do I even want to learn anything from this problem that I have with someone else?
That's my decision, then.
If someone wants help, for example, in the form of coaching, they are free to express that, because only he himself can decide that. No one else. I want help, or I want to be coached. There is the so-called advice monster. Giving unsolicited advice is an absolute relationship killer. Advice is a vice.
I once had a very bad experience with that. There was a company I wanted to work with. I liked what they did, and I got along well with the CEO. I then offered to support them in leadership development as a coach. That went very wrong. At first, I thought it could work. Then we started working together, and unfortunately, it didn't work out at all. From my point of view, it was mainly due to the mindset. The expectations were very different. They didn't have the attitude of, "I need a coach with an outside perspective to help me change in order to move forward." Rather, they had the feeling that a guy from the outside was imposing himself. That was no use. I have learned from my mistake and will never do that again.
Since we're already in the middle of the management topic, what happens if I expose employees in my company as energy vampires? How do I deal with this? Can I simply tell them, "You're an energy vampire, I want you to leave"?
That's a trick question. You tell me.
That was more of a rhetorical question.
All right. What is the definition of an energy vampire? Let me try it another way. My experience is that if there is a common purpose and vision that everyone believes in, along with a set of values everyone agrees with, then there are no energy vampires at all, because then everyone is motivated and pulls in the same direction. Of course, there are different personality types and different types of people, so there is the risk that someone is an energy vampire for me because he marches to the beat of a different drum. To get involved with this person, I often lack the patience. Now you understand why I hesitated with your question. I would consider all this before I put the energy vampire stamp on someone.
Because it's a judgment.
Right. Only I consider him to be an energy vampire. It's possible that the behavior is great for others on the team and even provides them with energy and motivation.
Kind of like sitting in a meeting and hoping to be the dumbest person in the room.
That sounds exciting.
If I feel like the dumbest person in the room, the others are most likely no energy vampires.
I like that. Then nobody really needs me there and I can just leave again. I can take care of the things I want to do, energy vampire or not.
Then let's do it like this.
Energy.
There's a lot of truth in this. Every day I get advice, stories, and content from all sides. It's not always easy to distinguish between valuable input and energy-draining discussions. To reflect and select the input channels more consciously seems to me quite appropriate. The same applies to energy vampires. It requires effort and patience to accept them, and a portion of empathy to recognize to whom my energy vampires provide support. However, knowing that it might be up to me and that only I see the vampire as a vampire makes it easier for me to accept this and change something about it. If I realize that an energy vampire is also a power snatcher for everyone on the team, I should question the common basis of values. Slowly, more and more substance is coming to the matter of values, vision, and purpose.
This is Chief of Anything, created by Christian Kohlhoff and Michael Portz. Our podcasts serve the purpose of growing people skills for great success, excellent business results, and a happy, healthy people culture.
If this podcast is useful for you, please give us a 5-star rating and tell your friends. We love to hear from you, and we are always happy to learn how we can help teams achieve great success or overcome people pains. All contact details are in the show notes. Much success.